الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா ஹஸ் கிரியேட்டட் சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் பெனிஃபிட் டு அஸ். For example, medicine. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created medicine. Because medicine, the syrup or the tablet that we consume when we are unwell, it is made of many things that Allah has created. Roots of some trees, plants, fruits. So expert people in the field of medicine, they study various things, and through the understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, through the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they put certain things together and that becomes a medicine. So medicine is made of those things that Allah has created. And the doctor or the researcher who makes the medicine, he uses that brain which Allah has given him. So ultimately we can say that it is Allah who has provided us with this medicine. So in this world, anything that we see, anything that we come across, the creator is only one, that is Allah. For example, this cloth. This cloth is made by a human. It is made in a factory. Then the tailor will make it into a jubba, the tailor will make a cloth into a coat, in a jacket. Now this cloth is made of things that Allah has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a human or the human the understanding to make clothes from the things that Allah has created. And thereafter, the tailor who makes a jacket for us, the tailor who makes a coat for us, the tailor who makes trousers for us, the tailor who makes topi for us, it is Allah who has given this tailor the understanding. So we can ultimately say that it is Allah who has provided me with these clothes. So in this world, there are so many good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us. It is for this reason we are told in the very first verse of the glorious Quran that all praises are for Allah. All praises are for Allah. I am speaking to you now. And if at the end of the lecture, if you feel that the lecture was very good, so that means lecture was something that is good. So it was a lecture that was good, that was given to me by Allah through the speaker. Now who has created the speaker? Allah. Who has given the speaker the brain to think correctly? Allah. Who has given the speaker the ability to speak fluently? Allah. So that is why we will say that the praise does not go to the speaker, the praise goes to Allah. So all praises are for Allah. All praises are for Allah. Because it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created everything in this world. Sometimes directly we will say that Allah created the sun because there was nobody in between Allah and we. And sometimes we will say that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created the cloth, but by giving understanding to a human. But ultimately it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the provider. Now all the good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided for us, if we acquire those good things, and just leave it in our bedroom, just leave it in our suitcase, leave it in our wardrobe, leave it in the cupboards in the kitchen, will we be able to get benefits of those things? There is a person who is unwell, he is sick. He goes to the doctor prescribes a medicine for him, he goes to the chemist, he buys the medicine. Now medicine is something that is good because it cures us through the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he buys this medicine which is very expensive. So he comes home with something which is good for him because this medicine will cure him. But what does he do? He opens the cupboard and he puts the medicine in the cupboard and he leaves the medicine there. And he says to his friends that I am very lucky. Why am I very lucky? Because I've got very good medicine for my illness in the home. But he doesn't use the medicine. Will he be able to benefit from this medicine? No. He will not be able to benefit from this medicine. Young children like sweets and chocolates. So, when they get the opportunity to eat chocolates, eat sweets, it's a moment of happiness for them. So if a young child from our Madrasa Madaniya is given a bag full of chocolates and sweets, and if he was to go home and say to his mother that I've got a bag full of sweets, but nobody is going to eat it, not even me, and he puts it in the cupboard, and it stays in the cupboard for weeks and months, and he tells everybody that I'm so lucky, I've got a bag full of chocolates, I've got a bag full of sweets. Will he be able to enjoy the chocolate or sweets? No, he will not be able to. We can give dozens of examples. We can give dozens of examples that you acquire the best of the good. You acquire the best item. You buy a very good jacket, or you are given in gift by your mother, by your father, by your brother, sister, a gift, and you hang it in the wardrobe and you never wear it. It's very cold outside and somebody gives you a very warm coat and a very stylish coat, but you don't put on that coat, you don't use that jacket. When you go out in the cold weather in winter, will you be able to benefit from it? No, that coat is useless. That jacket is useless. It's good, but you are not using it, so for you it's useless, it's pointless. Similarly, ilm is also very good. Ilm, knowledge. Ilm and knowledge is very good. Knowledge is perform 5 times salat regularly. This is knowledge. Don't swear at anybody. This is knowledge. Don't lie. This is knowledge. Don't cheat. This is knowledge. Respect your elders. This is knowledge. Be kind, merciful and affectionate to those who are weak and young. This is knowledge. Don't steal. This is knowledge. So knowledge is something very, very good, because if you acquire knowledge and if you follow that knowledge, you become a very respectable human being. You have two brothers living in the same house. One swears, one does not swear. One cheats, the other does not cheat. One lies, the other does not lie. So you have a brother who is not acting upon the ilm. And you have another brother who is acting upon the ilm. Which brother will be the beloved one? The one who lies or the one who does not lie? The one who cheats or the one who does not cheat? The one who swears or the one who does not swear? Ilm is something very good because it makes an individual respected, it makes an individual beloved. And it leads an individual in Jannah in the life hereafter. So ilm is something very good if we practice it. Now you have a student who goes to the madrasa on a daily basis and he acquires ilm. He learns, but never practices. So he is like that young child who goes to the shop every day, he buys a bar of chocolate and he puts it in the cupboard. Second day he will buy another bar of chocolate and he will put it in the cupboard. Third day he will go and buy another bar of chocolate, put it in the cupboard. After 100 days he will have 100 bars of chocolate. So he's got 100 bars of chocolate in the cupboard, but he is not benefiting from it. There is no benefit for him because he is not using it. So similarly, we go to the madrasa today, we learn something and we just keep it in the cupboard of our heart and mind. We've just memorized it, we've just learned it. Second day we come to the madrasa again and we learn something and keep it in the cupboard of our brain. We just leave it there. And we don't use it. Neither will we benefit in this world nor the hereafter. So this is my only message today to all our young students of this madrasa and to all my colleagues who are teaching here and all the parents who have come here today. That ilm is a very great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get ilm, practice that ilm. When you get ilm, practice that ilm. When you get ilm, practice that ilm. Ilm is don't swear. Now you have 30 boys in your class, whether in madrasa or whether in school, and from amongst the 30 you see 25 of them swearing. So because 25 are swearing, that doesn't mean that you should also start swearing, because ilm says don't swear. Now despite knowing this, if you swear, then you have wasted that ilm. What you need to do is whatever you know, you need to practice. Whatever you know, you need to practice. So work hard, come to the madrasa very regularly, remain in the classroom with full attention. Try to understand the lesson from your teachers. When you go home, do your homework properly. And try to memorize what you need to memorize, understand what you need to understand. Sit down with your parents also and go through the lessons. That will refresh their lessons also that they had learned when they were very young. And thereafter, whatever you know, practice. Whatever you know, practice. And I urge all the parents also to supervise their children, monitor their children, give them lots of love. They are your children, give them love. But give them love in such a way that your children become deserving of comfort in this world and also they become deserving of comfort in the hereafter. It will be foolish if we look after them in such a way that they get all the comforts in this world for 50, 60, 70 years. And on the day of Qiyamah, you see your own children going towards the fire of Jahannam. Supervise your children, monitor your children, give them love, give them comfort, remaining within the limits of Sharia. And where you need to teach them, where you need to nurture them, where you need to reprimand them, do not hesitate. The parent should become like a doctor. When the doctor injects his patient, or when the surgeon operates his patient, in his heart he is not cruel. He doesn't cut the patient in an angry mood. He doesn't inject the person in an angry mood. So if we have to scold our child sometimes, just to nurture him, just to make him better, just to make him leave bad habits, then it should be only from outside. In our hearts, the feeling should be that I wish I did not have to do this, like the doctor. So love your children, give them love, show them love, be affectionate to them because they are your children. But at the same time, always remember that I want to see the best for my children in this world and also the hereafter. So whenever you see your child lying or swearing, don't ignore it. And don't just get angry. Because if you just get angry and if you scold your child, that will brush the problem under the carpet only. No, you have to sit down with the child. When the child is in a good mood, on your own, without humiliating the child, and you have to speak to the child and say, my dear son, my dear daughter, what happened yesterday with your brother? What happened? Tell me. And then after listening to the whole scenario, you should say that did you not learn in the madrasa that it is not permissible to lie? It is not permissible to swear. Why did you swear yesterday? When a person swears, Allah becomes unhappy. When a person swears, that person becomes disrespectful and that person loses respect. So in future, whenever you become angry, do not swear so that Allah will remain happy with you. And things like this. Explain, nurture them. Nurture them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to learn as much as possible and thereafter to practice as much as possible. We are all weak. Today you will make a mistake and I will not. And tomorrow I will make a mistake and you will not. I might make one mistake, you might make three mistakes. Or you might make one mistake, I might make five mistakes. We have to tolerate each other's mistake. We have to forgive. We have to forget. But at the same time, we have to nurture each other. We have to, with feeling in our hearts for each other, we have to explain to each other with lot of love that, brother, mashallah, you are a very good person. Even amongst ourselves, the grown-ups. Brother, you are a very good person. You've got this quality, you've got this quality, you've got this quality. So many people like you. It's just that I saw something yesterday that you were doing this. That will make you disrespectful. So please, can you, just one thing, you are much better than me. You've got 10 qualities which I don't have, but it's just this one thing I was concerned about. And we continue to remind each other. So we learn, we teach, and we practice, so that one day, inshallah, in the hereafter, when we are resurrected, just as we are all sitting here together, we will find each other in Jannatul Firdaus also, with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Saliheen. I congratulate the students, I congratulate the teachers, I congratulate the parents, I congratulate the management, I congratulate all the people who have assisted in making this last one academic year possible again. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to give you tawfiq to strive in this manner. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard all our children and make them the coolness of our eyes in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. So mashallah, two students are going to begin HIFZ, which is a very, very blessed opportunity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses only certain people for the memorization of the Quran. And those people who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to memorize the Quran are very, very fortunate. So inshallah we will begin, and inshallah next year more people will also be ready to begin their hifz inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. هدى للمتقين. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع. يا عليم علمنا ما لم نكن نعلم يا عليم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. وارحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. وارحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive our minor sins, forgive our major sins. Forgive the sins of all our dear ones. Forgive the sins of the whole ummah. وارحم الراحمين. Grant us barakah in our ilm. وارحم الراحمين. Grant us the tawfiq to work hard in acquiring ilm. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to be punctual daily in madrasa. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to learn with complete understanding. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to practice whatever we learn. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to teach others whatever we learn. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your love, grant us your nearness. وارحم الراحمين. Grant us جنة الفردوس. وارحم الراحمين. Grant us death with كلمة. وارحم الراحمين. Make all the stations of the hereafter easy for us. وارحم الراحمين. وارحم الراحمين. Those students who are becoming حفاظ, the two students who have begun their journey towards حفظ القرآن, وارحم الراحمين. Make it easy for them. وارحم الراحمين. Make it easy for them. وارحم الراحمين. Make it easy for them. وارحم الراحمين. Make their memory powerful. وارحم الراحمين. Put the whole Quran to memory as soon as possible. وارحم الراحمين. Thereafter grant them, all of them, the tawfiq to become ulama. Thereafter grant them all the tawfiq to practice whatever they have learned. And thereafter to preach whatever they have learned and whatever they are practicing. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept this masjid, accept this madrasa, accept the efforts of the a'imma, accept the efforts of the ulama, accept the efforts of the teachers, accept the efforts of the management. Ilaha al-alameen, accept the efforts of all the musallis. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant this institute, this masjid, this madrasa immense progress. O Arhamur Rahimeen, let us see in our own lives a very grand masjid here. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever good your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. Whatever evil your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seeked refuge from, grant us refuge from it. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.